USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 on Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package, also allowing for a final vote on Monday or sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and on a much larger budget resolution. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will need several more votes before it's approved and would provide more than $500 billion in new spending for roads, bridges, broadband expansion, drinking water projects, and more. And five people remain missing as the largest wildfire burning in the country continues to threaten hundreds of homes in Northern California. The Plumas County Sheriff's Office said Saturday that it had located 21 people, but that five were still unaccounted for in the Dixie Fire. The blaze has burned through more than 446,000 acres of land. It's about 21% contained, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Concern is growing over Apple's new attempt to catch child abusers. Mike Fortier reports.
Apple this week announcing it's planning to release software for iPhones that will detect images of child abuse or child porn. That's raising concerns about privacy, though. Facebook's WhatsApp announcing Friday it won't use the software. WhatsApp saying this is the wrong approach and a setback for people's privacy all over the world. The head of WhatsApp says researchers have not been allowed to check the scanning software for vulnerabilities. Apple, though, says concerns about privacy are overblown. It estimates the odds of someone being falsely ID'd as a child abuser as less than 1 in a trillion. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to take commercial flights out if they can because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Louisiana is facing one of the highest rates of COVID infection in the country, setting a record Friday for people hospitalized with the virus with more than 2,400. It was the fourth straight day that the state set a new high. Dr. Mark Klein is the physician-in-chief at Children's Hospital in New Orleans and says that the state's healthcare system is being pushed to the brink. He tells CBS News that they're facing a whole new challenge in the Delta variant.
About 90% of the patients that are hospitalized today across the state of Louisiana are unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of unvaccinated people, and so there are some breakthrough cases among the vaccinated, but those tend to be very mild. They typically do not produce hospitalization and deaths. And, we're just dealing with a different animal now than we did a year ago. This new variant is not only more contagious, it's more virulent. It's impacting young people and children in a way that the original version of the virus did not. And hospitals across the state of Louisiana and a number of the adjoining states are just inundated to the point where we're really concerned that we won't be able to provide care to others who need us.
And on the penultimate day of competition at the 2020 Olympics, Team USA took gold in the men's and women's 400-meter relays. With the win, Allison Felix becomes the most decorated American track and field athlete in Olympic history, with 7 golds, 3 silvers, and a bronze. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.